This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Annie Weinstein. January's extreme rainfall, though a welcome blessing for many, posed a serious problem for San Luis Obispo County's homeless community. 57 people lined up outside the Prado Warming Center on a recent Sunday night to escape heavy downpours. Grace McIntosh with CAP Slow, a nonprofit that provides county homeless services, says the rainy season is overextending the staff of the Prado Center. She says the center is open for overnight stays over 20 times this winter so far. Last year, they were only open 18 nights over the entire winter season.
Staff are really stretched because we're short staffed, and they're all in overtime.
I know we need the rain, but come on already, you know?
Give us a break.
For all of San Luis Obispo County, there's only one day center, the Prado Center, and one overnight center, the Maxine Lewis Memorial Shelter. They're about 3 miles apart. But when the weather gets really bad, the Prado Center opens at night to those in need of a place to stay. Hugh and his wife Grace, who asked us not to use their last names, gave a tour of the day center. They live in a homeless encampment, but last night they slept here on the floor.
And then we've got four heaters here. One, two, three, four outlets that we put here. We put a heater over here. And this is men only in here.
According to CAPSLOW, between 2,500 and 4,000 people in San Luis Obispo County don't have a place to sleep at night. By comparison, the city of Seattle is over 2 times bigger in population than the entire county of San Luis Obispo. But according to a count conducted last January by Seattle's Coalition on Homelessness, Seattle has only about 3,000 people who are homeless. But Hugh says they're making do. Despite camping outdoors every night, he and his wife are the backbone of Prado's kitchen. They arrive at 7 a.m. to serve breakfast every morning. Yesterday, he made 130 pancakes.
It's been pretty tight fit here lately because we've had a lot of people come in. Oh, it's really been turned out good. No complaints, no hassles, no nothing. I'm a firm believer if you keep everybody full, keeps everybody happy.
This sentiment echoes all around the Prado Center, which is doing what it can to make it work. The center only has 3 full-time staffers during the day, and Jameson Remmers is one of them. He says working at the day center has given him a renewed sense of empathy.
I thought I knew what it was like to be homeless. Like, I thought I knew, like, what kind of people were homeless, but I honestly had no idea. First of all, it could happen to anybody. You know, becoming homeless, it's not like there's a certain person that it happens to.
Remmer says about 60% of those who come into the center are suffering from mental issues. He says support also comes from simple acts of kindness and friendship.
I've talked to a lot of people, and they feel less than human. Like, you know, they call people with, like, jobs in a house, like, normies and Reggies, and they got all these nicknames because they feel separate, which is, that's wrong, you know? Like, if you don't have a house, that's one thing, but you're not less of a person, you know? Like, less of a human being. That's just, yeah, heartbreaking. I know that if I missed my next check, I would be on the streets too.
Homeless Services Manager Sean Eisen says the Prado Center would be paralyzed without the help of its volunteers. Over half of their annual budget comes from donations. It's what's keeping them alive.
And it really is a community issue. It's not just CAPSLOW's issue and my issue. This is our community. And this is people from our community. The majority of our clients have ties to this community, were raised here, so I'm very grateful for the community support.
Even with all of the support, Eisen says dispelling the myth of homelessness is still a challenge.
People see people, you know, signing aggressive panhandling downtown, and most of the time those aren't even our clients. People in our program, we are trying to really encourage them and be their support and cheerleaders to move forward and to address those core issues of homelessness. So it's really important to keep these programs in place.
The center is expected to open for nighttime shelter again this week, with rainstorms forecasted on Thursday. Reporting from San Luis Obispo, I'm Annie Weinstein, KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.